KDLL Newsroom, this is ECOC 91.9. I'm Jay Barrett. Tomorrow, the Central Peninsula chapter of the American Cancer Society holds its biggest fundraiser of the year, the Relay for Life. It's something they've done for most of the decade, but there is a change this year. The course will be laid out at Soldotna Creek Park and be more of a path than just an oval track. I spoke with three members of the local chapter, all volunteers, during last week's KDLL Spring Fundraiser. First, we'll hear from Alana Martin and then Laura Niemczyk and her son, Joe Yurkowski.
You can contact me if you'd like to start a team. So give me a call, 252-4109, and I will happily get your team started. But you can come as an individual as well. We will be happy to have you and your families anytime, new to six.
We can register you as you're walking in to Soldotna Creek Park. That's easy peasy, lemon squeezy. We kick off Relay with our opening ceremonies, and as part of our opening ceremonies, we always have a survivor and caregiver give a speech to talk about their journey and what they went through and how it's impacted them. And it's very powerful and always moving. Event this year, my son here will be our survivor speaker, and I will be our caregiver speaker.
Oh. But would you guys care to give us a sneak preview of your speech?
Well, I was diagnosed with a leukemia when I was 4.5 years old, and I went through 3.5 years of long and hard treatment of chemotherapy treatments, spinal tabs, blood transfusions, the whole works. And I successfully won my battle, and I went through 5 years of remission, and then somewhere between my 7th and 8th grade year, I was deemed cured.
What? Now, is that common? I mean, you hear leukemia and you think...
Childhood leukemia is pretty curable. It has very high survivable rates. And, you know, that's thankful to the research money donated by all of you guys who are going to come to Relay for Life Saturday, which will be awesome. But, you know, there's still people in the hospital, us kids, who did not make it. I had a roommate pass away while I was receiving treatment.
Oh, that's got to be tough for a kid.
Absolutely.
How old are you now?
I'm 17 now.
17? Did you graduate?
Nope, I got one more year of high school left, sir.
Oh, okay. And what about your sneak preview of your story?
I'm going to talk about what it's like to have a doctor look you in the face and tell you that your child has cancer. And that right there is one of the hardest things I've ever had to experience and live through. I'm thankful that the American Cancer Society back in the late 70s and early 80s helped to fund the research that came up with a protocol that has proved to be 90% effective in treating childhood leukemia. Adult leukemia is still a different battle than childhood leukemia, but without the support of the American Cancer Society, we might not be where we are, and my son might not be sitting here next to me.
How did the American Cancer Society help? Do they help on local levels, or is it all research?
That's a great question. Everyone always wants to know, where does the money go? They help on two different levels. On the first level, they do fund different protocols and treatment plans that are going on throughout the United States. So sometimes the money is being spent to help fund these research studies that are usually joint between different universities and hospitals and so forth to continue finding treatments and cures for cancer. They also help on the local level through the money that's raised with Relay for Life. There's definitely quite a few, and one of the ones we probably benefited from the most was the Knights of Free Lodging. There are many Hope Lodges and Ronald McDonald Houses that have been established throughout the United States, but when there isn't necessarily a Hope Lodge to stay at or a Ronald McDonald House near where you're having treatment, the American Cancer Society has partnered with local hotels surrounding hospitals that either give you very reduced rates or even free nights of lodging. Joey was treated down at Seattle Children's Hospital, and so that required us to be, you know, flying down there periodically throughout his treatment protocol. And having the ability to be able to say, okay, we're going to stay in a hotel that is very close to your hospital, but we're not going to be paying the outrageous rate, made it a little bit easier on me financially to be able to help take care of this, because as you know, treating cancer is not cheap.
Our number this week is $16,422.98, which is almost one third of the way to this year's Relay for Life goal of $51,500. You can donate online, or better yet, at the Relay itself, which is from noon to six tomorrow at Soldotna Creek Park. And that's all for this week's Econ 91.9. For KDLL, Shaylin Cochran, I'm Jay Barrett.